Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been Experiment with Time on WRCT. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org if you've been digging the music that you've been listening to. Close out on this Eric Dolphy track, Springtime. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get to hear the whole thing, but appreciate you tuning in. Take care of yourselves. Have a great night, folks. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, you never really see WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tomorrow, today. moment. So
eat your dreams right away.
Don't ever forget, be ever grateful. Don't forget to pray. This may be your last chance to say I
I know.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 on your radio receiving device. WRCT.org on your web receiving device. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. And by things, I mean roller skating. Because the Pittsburgh Skate Night is happening on Saturday, January 18th at Vellum. Skates are available. They're first come, first serve. There's going to be a food truck. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be adult beverages and games and skating. Bring socks if you're using their skates. Bring crash pads if you think you might need such a thing. Yeah. Saturday, January 18th at Vellum. You can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Food and refreshments are available. You must make a reservation by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Other live music type things that you can listen to in our city. Tonight, you can catch Sweet Abyss at the Bantha Tea Bar. They're playing along with, I don't know how to say the name of this band. It's got too many V's in it. Along with Davis Galvin and DJ Furniture. Too many V's. Can't say too many V's. Silly Goose is playing at Preserving Underground along with Jigsaw Youth and Porters. The Strumbalinas will be at Mr. Small's Theater along with Wilderness. Alex Lambert is at Thunderbird along with Harper O'Neill. Government Center is hosting Tough Pills once featuring Joe Paul and Ben Dumbald. Ben Chapman is at the Pittsburgh Winery. G Love and Special Sauce are at Thunderbird along with Ron Artis II. Let's see, the Andrew Kirk Trio.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we confront the challenges of censorship and freedom of speech in America.
Our guest today is Robert Korn Revere, one of the nation's preeminent First Amendment attorneys. He's now chief counsel for the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. We also take a deep dive into the growing crisis of homelessness in the United States. As cities across the nation ramp up crackdowns, we examine the harsh realities faced by the unhoused. We speak with John Raefling from Human Rights Watch about his recent report on houselessness and its impact on human rights. Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties. Americans have a love-hate relationship with freedom of speech. They love to protect their own free speech, and they hate to protect the free speech of those they disagree with. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was intended to protect freedom of speech and freedom of the press, yet throughout American history, governments at all levels have censored speech and tried to muzzle the press. The anti-censorship group PEN America, in a survey of the 2022-23 school year, found that, quote, freedom to read is under assault in the United States, particularly in public schools, curtailing students' freedom to explore words, ideas, and books, unquote. Authors whose books are targeted are most frequently female, people of color, and or LGBTQ plus individuals. According to the American Library Association, the number of titles targeted for censorship surged 65% in 2023 compared to 2022, reaching the highest levels it has ever documented. According to Deborah Caldwell Stone, director of the ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom, quote, each demand to ban a book is a demand to deny each person's constitutionally protected right to choose and read books that raise important issues and lift up the voices of those who are often silenced, unquote. To help us assess freedom of speech in America today, we've invited one of the most prominent First Amendment lawyers in the United States. Robert Kornrevere is chief counsel for the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, known as FIRE. He has practiced First Amendment law for 40 years. From 1989 to 94, Kornrevere served as legal advisor and later chief counsel to the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Kornrevere is a prominent writer, thinker, and advocate on free expression issues and is regularly listed as a leading First Amendment and media lawyer by various national publications. He co-authored the three-volume treatise, Modern Communications Law. And in 2021, Cambridge University published his book, The Mind of the Censor and the Eye of the Beholder, The First Amendment and the Censor's Dilemma, which explores how free expression became a part of America's identity. I reviewed The Mind of the Censor for the Los Angeles Review of Books and called it an entertaining, enlightening, and timely book. Robert Kornrevere, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be joining you and a thrill to be on Pacifica Radio.